5 years ago, Seattle's Union Gospel Mission came up with a bold idea to help homeless people who are also addicted to drugs. Climb Mount Rainier. The mission thought if addicts can climb this mountain, they can climb out of addiction. Jeannie Yandel talked to Dawn Brown, one of the first women to try it. Dawn's story is chronicled in a documentary that's called A New High.
I am Dawn. I am strong. I am Dawn. I am strong. I am Dawn.
Okay, a huge grin spread across your face when you heard that just now. What was going through your mind at that moment?
Oh my gosh, that was the hardest thing I had ever done. And I know I was so ready to give up. And if it wasn't, for Mike behind me and the others, oh my gosh, the team just encouraging me to push on. That was like, I have never been through anything as hard as that was. I don't know how to say. It's just, it's a wonderful memory. It's a wonderful memory.
When on the mountain, though, did you not feel like you could keep going? When did you not feel like, I am Dawn, I am strong?
There's lots of different times. Oh, my God. I probably wouldn't have... Like I said, I would have never made it. I mean, those voices were in there from the very beginning saying, you can't do this. And, you know, in my addiction and everything, I had reclused myself to me by myself 24/7 and pretty much, you know, in oblivion. And I guess it's like each triumph, each time I made it, I, you know, and started trusting my team members more. Being a part of the team, you know, it just started taking hold. And then I was like, this was my good thing. I'm going to do this. This is, you know, the first really major positive thing in my life since I had gotten sober that, yeah, it was like, I am going to do this.
I'm talking with Dawn Brown, and she was part of a local climbing group along with other homeless people who were staying at the Union Gospel Mission here in Seattle who went up Mount Rainier. And her experience was chronicled in a documentary called A New High. And Dawn, we have another clip from the film that we'd like to play you. This clip is actually you talking about the program after you finished.
Doing this climb has just made me feel so much better about myself and confidence. And I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to put it into words. It has just helped me so much. And these people who believe in you, I mean, where else do you have people give you that kind of support? It makes you finally believe in yourself.
You can, just, time to do some work.
Now I'm going to cry.
Yeah, I'm coming.
You're nodding as you hear yourself talk about that experience.
I know. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's still, I just remember that was like deep down. That was from the heart. Oh, my gosh. This experience just changed me so much. And just to have the outpour of love and support from all these people. And, you know, I didn't even know them, you know, and it just changed. I'm changed. I am so changed today from all this.
Dawn, as we've been talking several times, you've brought up the rest of the team that went up Mount Rainier with you. Why were those relationships so important to you being able to do this thing?
You know, one of the things we learned early on is treating each other with respect. And for me and some of my past relationships with men, I mean, there was a lot of verbal abuse. There could be physical abuse, you know, name calling, just awful things. And, you know, there wasn't to be treated by men with respect was a new thing for me. And for them to want to help me and not be trying to get something in return or me feeling like because somebody did something for me, I needed to give that in return. That was huge. And that has affected my relationships today. And those are all things that I learned from that climbing team.
This is quite a journey.
Yeah.
Just talking about where you were versus where you are now and how this experience helped get you here. Yeah. So what does that mean to you? What does it mean to you to be able to say to those doubting voices in your head, you're wrong. I can totally do this.
Oh my God, the freedom the freedom in life. I have had more life in these last 3 years than, you know, of course, I was raising my children before and everything, but it's certainly during the addiction and everything, you're just in this little tiny hole, you know, nothing. And today my life is so big. I don't know. It's just so big and it's full of so much love. That's the thing. It's full of so much love. I was so all by myself. That's the best thing I can say.
Dawn Brown, she's part of a program at Seattle's Union Gospel Mission. They take homeless drug addicts up Mount Rainier as a way to prove themselves. If you want to hear more about her story, the name of that documentary about it is called A New High. That's called A New High.